Hey, how you doing, coaches? This is Coach Lee Jackson, CEO of the Go Get Offense. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. I hope everybody had a break, friends, family, barbecue, swimming pool, all the above. Took a little small break to enjoy my 4th of July with friends and family. Had an opportunity to see some great fireworks. You know, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and then on the 4th, we got fireworks all over the Metroplex. So had a great time seeing the fireworks, relaxing, enjoying the summer break, and enjoying the 4th of July. But I'm here to talk to you guys about something that's very, very important, a very important key aspect in a football program or any kind of organization, all right? We're going to talk about attitude, all right? Attitude. You choose to have the type of attitude you want to have on a daily basis. You choose to have a good attitude or a bad attitude. You are 100% in control of your own behavior. And it's something that we need to make sure we emphasize on a daily basis with our football program and with our players and coaches. All right. And we're going to sit here and talk about three type of players. All right. First type of player you have is a star player. Right. Star player is going to have A-level talent, going to be big, fast, strong, quick, smart, you know, all the above of a star athlete, star player. But they also going to have a great attitude. All right. Going to be your hardest worker on the team. Going to have the leadership qualities. Want to do everything that the coach asks them to do. You know, a great example of a star level player is LeBron James. All right. Ever since he's been in the NBA, ever since he was on TV, he was always a star player, but he plays with a tremendous motor. He plays every game like it's his last game. He's the hardest working guy in practice. He's the best player in the world, but his effort every day on defense and offense is at star level. Same way with in football. I know he gets a lot of slack, but Antonio Brown, you know, is the kind of kid, star level athlete. To me, he has an A-level attitude because he feel like he's the best. All right. You know, when you're a little undersized and he come from a tough background in South Florida, in that area, it's tough to make it out. But he was a non-scholarship athlete, didn't get drafted, but now he's pretty much top five receiving in NFL. So that will kind of start talent we're looking for and start attitude. All right. Second type of player is an underachiever. All right. Underachiever is a guy that has a talent. All right. Big, fast, strong. Can do pretty much anything they want to do when they want to do it. But attitude, B or C or D level attitude. Guys, he don't want to show up to the weight room. Don't want to show up to workouts and practice doing drills. He's going to be the guy that's in last in line. He's not going to work hard. He's going to have attitude with the players. So that's the kind of kid that you don't want. That's the kind of kid that'll get you beat in your program, underachiever, right? Now, overachiever. That's the third type of player we're talking about. An overachiever is got a B-level talent. You might not be that fast, might not be that strong. Might not be that tall, but his attitude and awareness is an A-level attitude where he's going to do everything he's coached to do. He's not going to miss practice. He's going to be accountable. And now what kind of player that can help you win your program, all right? I've been coaching for 16-plus years. Every time I had an underachiever with the A-level talent, we still lost games with that type of player, all right? So I learned early in my career, like year six, year seven, it's not worth it. You don't want to sacrifice your own coaching integrity to deal with underachievers, and you still lose it. So, man, once I finally figured that out as a young coach, I wanted nothing but I'll take someone with lesser talent but with a great attitude any day. All right, I always tell my kids now, man, if you come into practice and you're doing everything you ask to do, you working hard, man, you don't have no problem staying on my team because I can find something for you to do and we can coach you up, right? So The big thing about attitude, attitude drives talent. The mind is the talent. The body is the mean. All right. So the main thing about this podcast right here, we're trying to improve 25% by addressing their attitude towards the sport. Right. A lot of kids, sometimes they don't even know the why they playing football. All right. So if you talk to them about attitude on a daily basis, you make sure you hold them accountable. You making sure you emphasize attitude and behavior every day. You can improve. You can improve them by 25% towards playing football or any other kind of sport just by addressing attitude. All right, coaches, you got to coach attitude every day. It's extremely important. All right, even your coaches, you got to coach your coaches on attitude every day. Because I know sometimes, you know, some of you guys in other states got to teach all day, got to have other obligations, and sometimes you don't feel like going to practice. You have short nerves, but hey, your attitude, kids depend on you to coach them up, to teach them what they need to know. So you got to make sure you have a good attitude and control your behavior. All right. You know, we lucky in Texas where a lot of times head coach don't have the coach classes. You know, if you're a coordinator, you might coach one class, two classes, a lunch duty. Or if you're an assistant coach for varsity, you probably only teach two classes. So you want to make sure you emphasize attitude on a daily basis. I can't stress that enough to young coaches and even seasoned coaches out there. Attitude make a big difference, because the thing about it, if you teach your kids about attitude and about having good behavior, when you get those games, when you get in a battle and everybody got the same mindset, everybody got a good attitude, they know they're going to work together, they're going to keep playing and keep playing, and that let that adversity get to them. That's how you had that strong mind and team in that fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, know how to pull together and win. All right, that's what it takes, because everybody gonna have kids that can lift weights, run fast, do the plays, but you gotta have that attitude where you know he has my back, I have their back. Things going bad, I'm not gonna pout, I'm not gonna have that bad body language, and that all goes into attitude. How many times have you seen teams, the opposite team score a touchdown or score two touchdowns, and the team got the bad body language on the sideline, walking around with their heads drooped down, getting frustrated, fighting amongst each other. So that's why I'm saying, coaches, listen, make sure you coach attitude on a daily basis, body language on a daily basis. You got to learn how to get that mental toughness in your players and your coaching staff, and it'll trickle down to your whole program. Right, especially when you get your freshman coaches and you get your freshmen being mentally tough. When they get there and when they be seniors, they're going to be battle tested and ready for any obstacles that come forward. So like we talked about earlier, we're just going to get a quick overview about the three different type of players. You got the star player, the underachiever, and then the overachiever. Right. It's great. You know, you don't get star players to walk the door every year. Now, if you had a private school and you can so-called recruit and get hand-picked all the best kids, then that's great. But, you know, I'm out of public school in a normal neighborhood, so we got to coach up who comes to the school. So you want to look for those star players if you got them, and you want to focus on overachievers, all right? Because overachievers going to have a great attitude. They might not have the talent you're looking for, but you can always develop skill, all right? I always tell my team and tell people it takes zero talent to have effort, all right? If you have effort and you play with fundamentals, you can be competitive year in, year out with just those two qualities right there. Zero is zero talent to have effort. So focus on your underachievers, get kids with great attitudes, get coaches with great attitude, and things will look on the upside for you. Also, one last thing about underachievers, all right? Yes, they big. Yes, they fast. You'll get amazed by their talent levels. But if they attitude, I know you heard this saying. It's real simple. One bad apple spoiled a whole bunch, or it's a cancer throughout the team. And if you don't have the correct culture, you won't never be a winning program, all right? So, and it's still culture, still somewhat falls on the attitude, body language, all the above. All right. So, coaches, man, I appreciate this short podcast, but it's really important that you guys make sure you emphasize attitude pretty much. Thanks for all the listeners out there. Share it. Follow it. I'm going to have some more podcasts come out pretty soon and get the some videos on YouTube so we can start getting some visual teaching and some learning about the Go Get It offense and get more in depth. But I just wanted to make sure I express how important attitude and coaching that every day on a daily basis and make that a daily assignment to your coaches and to your players, to yourself. You want to emphasize attitude every day because that attitude is going to carry over into the classroom and it's going to carry over into the halls and when they off the field where you're going to cut down on your discipline issues and then your principal and your assistant principal and your administration is going to appreciate you because, you know, with football, you have, you know, at our school, we got 120 kids in the program. At a normal 6A or 7A school, you're going to have 200, 300 kids in the program. So if you got 200 to 300 strong, big, tough, physical male athletes not getting in trouble and being model students, that's going to carry over into your regular student body. So it's really important that you control the attitude of your football program. If you control the attitude of your football program, it's going to create that culture that you're looking for to have a successful winning program. All right. You know, we're here to teach young men about being a positive adult, but it's also about winning football games and about teaching winning effort and about teaching winning football. So make sure you emphasize attitude every day. All right, coach. Thank you. And always remember, when you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Thank you.